Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And today's episode is indeed June 2023, Laura Ingalls Wilder events. And before we go any further, let's just quickly do a little housekeeping. And I just want to remind people that you can be a part of the show. You can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. And you can also stream the show and find the episodes later on all your podcast systems. If you like the show and enjoy this episode, please don't hesitate to share it out. I also like to take a minute and remind you that I am available for doing programs both virtually and in person, and if you're interested in having me do that, please reach out and let me know, and find me all around the web on your various social media platforms. And with that, I think we're done. Now, before we get going too much, I just want to pause a minute and have to say May continued to be a very busy month. This has just been one thing after another. So I didn't get as many videos up as I wanted in May, which would actually be more than zero. And I didn't really get too much done in the way of podcasts. If you are not caught up, I did a reading of a Thornton Burgess book, which I had a problem in the middle, and I still have to go back and listen and see if I have to redo that chapter. But I also did a roving report after the fact of what a Little House cast reunion event was like in Hannibal, Missouri, and gave you, I hope, enough tips that if you want to go and do it yourself, you'll feel really confident that you know exactly what to do and what's going to happen. I also did finally my episode of telling people what was going on in 2023 for Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. And I've been meaning to get this one up for the last 2 weeks, which as you can see how well that did for me. But I'm kind of glad that I held off because it was yesterday when I found out about two more events. And that seems to be how it goes. As soon as I finally get an episode made, that I have more information come in. But we'll just go through what we got today. Always remember to keep checking for events at my Laura Ingalls Wilder page, not the post. It's Laura Ingalls Wilder events around the country, and I keep that current as soon as I find out about any additional event, I post it there. And if you have looked over the page, let me know. Are you, and you can also leave it as a comment on here, is it worthwhile having the places that used to be really big for Laura and events and not having them as their own separate thing? Or would it be better if I pulled those up into kind of a paragraph and said these places that previously had big Laura events don't anymore? Let me know what you think. All right, with that, we are going to drop into all the Laura events, starting in chronological order. Pepin, Wisconsin, home at Laura's Place, 9 to 5, which is the second weekend every month between May and September. And it is both days of the weekend, and this month it is June 10th and 11th. Visit the Little House Wayside, now that's the replica cabin, in Pepin, Wisconsin on these special weekends to see the cabin fully furnished and reenactors demonstrating the arts of daily living in the 1870s. This is a cooperative activity of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society of Pepin, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days Committee, and the Austin Tea Party Players. So they're doing living history. They have the cabin decorated with furniture. I have been asking people and have not gotten a super clear response on what's going on with the cabin the rest of the time. I think they're moving all the furniture out, but does that mean the picnic table that was in there is no longer inside? I'm just really not sure about what this means to your visit at other times other than this weekend. But it sounds like it's a great event, and I hope I get there for the weekend sometime. And maybe if I can ask questions in person, I'll get some clearer answers. Okay, so that brings us to Independence, Kansas. And since I asked a question about whether I should put in canceled events, this one is here because previously Independence had their big Laura Days on what they called Prairie Days. It had originally been multiple days. It was down to being one. And that was their main Laura event. But it is canceled for this year, and their focus has shifted to a Carrie Ingalls Swainsey birthday party, which is in August. That's kind of important because that was actually pretty much the only Laura event that went as scheduled in 2020. But it is being planned again for this year, and I actually have a date. So this year it is the Carrie Ingalls Swainsey birthday party will be Saturday, July 29th from 1 to 5. Burr Oaks' big Laura event is this month. That is, they have it spelled out as Laura Ingalls Wilder Days. They normally call it Laura Days, and it's going to be June 23rd and 25th. They are also having a coloring contest. Now, the contest is open for all 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. Download the picture, and it's a page from Cheryl Harness's coloring book, and send it to the museum by June 12, 2023. Be sure to include your name and address on the other side of the picture. The winner will be announced at the annual Laura Day celebration. You need not be present to win. All entries become the property of the museum, meaning you're not mailing them back. And the winner will receive a copy of the Laura Ingalls Wilder coloring book by Cheryl Harness. And I've got a link in the message to coloring contest rules, which also has where you need to go to get the page. It's on their website. You click the link, you print it out and color it, and you're good to go. I think this coloring contest is a great idea. I am glad that they have started to do it in Burr Oak, and I hope that people will continue to do it. I think maybe I'm going to have to start announcing it sooner. They do have it sooner on the page, but I usually try and hold off until we're actually doing the looking ahead for 2023, and that takes me so long. This may have to be a special exception and appear before that. But anyway, that gets us down to DeSmet, South Dakota, who has their traditional long-term event, Old Sutler's Day, which is also one of these kind of days events. Like around here, Solon has beef days. There's the St. Jude Sweet Corn Festival. all sorts of different little towns will have their own days. And in Desmet, it has always been Old Settlers Day because originally it was a reunion for people who had left town to come back, which can be a part of these various days events. And Laura, in fact, herself came back to a couple of these celebrations in the 1930s. Well, it's the same event. I think it's different than how they celebrated it, but it's going, and it will be on Saturday, June 10th, 2023 in Desmet. Spring Valley, Minnesota, which is, of course, where the Wilder family moved after they left Malone and where Laura and Manley stayed with them for a year, has an ice cream social June 17th, 2023 at 5 p.m., and the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association has been doing these online monthly events. I have to say, I just am very impressed with how it's working out. And I really think it is worth a membership just to get access to the events, although I have actually not been to all of them because life. But anyway, the one coming up is going to be on Sunday, June 11th, 2023, and that's going to be a dime sociable where they're going to ask people, just instead of having a speaker, have a group of people comment and ask questions, and they're going to try and have the subject be Rose. So I think it's well worth joining, and I hope you can come. Now, these are the two events that I just found out about at the last minute. The South Dakota Historical Society Press released in May Pioneer Girl, The Path into Fiction, which follows, there's actually a description in the first event's description. So let me just say it rolled out, and they've had a couple of events promoting it, one of which is a podcast interviewing Nancy Copel, who is in charge of the event, and I will probably be hitting her up again later this year. But you can check out the one that's out now, and they also have two events planned so far. As I find out more events, I will add them to the page, not the post. So, South Dakota Historical Society Press event. June 15th, 7 p.m. Central Time. The third volume in the Pioneer Girl Project series, Pioneer Girl, The Path into Fiction, follows Wilder as she steps away from autobiography and into the world of fiction. The story began in Pioneer Girl, the Annotated Autobiography, 2014, edited by Pamela Smith Hill, which made the original text of Wilder's 1930 autobiography available to readers for the first time in print. But that was only the start of Wilder's journey as an American novelist. Wilder next handed her text over to her daughter, novelist and journalist Rose Wilder Lane, for editing. The second volume in the series, Pioneer Girl, the revised text, edited by Nancy Tysted Copel and other Pioneer Girl Project editors, presented Lane's three versions of the Pioneer Girl manuscript, allowing readers to explore the working relationship between Lane and Wilder. And boy, it just ends there. But this third volume is taking the early editions to get you to the final version. What was actually published as Little House in the Big Woods. I will change their description a little bit before I publish this. And the last one is June 22nd, 2023, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and it's the Mountain Daylight Time right now. Spearfish, South Dakota, they're having an author signing and book release event for Pioneer Girl from Fact to Fiction at the High Plains Western Heritage Center, Spearfish, South Dakota. And that is, I think, all I know about what's coming out this month in Laura Ingalls Wilder events. I do want to mentioned that my goal, knock on wood, is to get back to publishing a video every Friday this month. And I got one done Friday, and that was my map episode. I had done a map video previously where I was going to, I did a map video previously of DeSmet where I took the historical map they had always given out that used to and doesn't anymore, had a travel trail to follow telling you where to go to find everything around town. And so I had taken one of those and driven around town last time I was there because that had been one of my big goals. And in doing that, I learned an awful lot of things I'm going to have to do the next time I'm there. But I'm really kind of glad I got that done. But anyway, this time I had done something similar in Walnut Grove using the current map they give out. Now, I think they used to have more. I remember driving around and finding signs, and I really think there was more than three of them. So I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to have to dig and see if I can find any older ones. But I did the current one this time, and I was glad to get that one finished, and it is up and posted. The one that is going to come out this Friday is going to be one of my Where to Drive and Why's videos, which is a series I started where I start at a known and hopefully obvious location in a home site town and drive to one of the places that you will want to see. And it shows you exactly how to get there. And when I get there, I tell you why you want to go to this spot. And then I also want to tell you, I will also then read you the text of any sign or marker that is there. Because honestly, if you tour like I do, reading every last word is not what you do. And so it's nice, I think, to have a way to listen to it later instead of having to just read. So I hope you enjoy that new thing. It's going to be a video going out from the Walnut Grove Museum to the memorial marker stone they have for the dugout, which is not on the Gordon Farm. It's actually a little beyond the turnoff for the Gordon Farm, and you can't really see Plum Creek, and you can't really see the dugout site from there, but you can see the general area, and you do that without having to actually pay and go in to the Gordon Farm to get to where you could actually go wading in Plum Creek. So I hope you enjoy learning more about that. If you are interested in having me come speak live or virtually, please let me know. And please let any local organizations, libraries, museums, or service clubs know. And I think that gets us up to Brighten the Corner Where You Are. Thank you.